Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Life or ride, performance plus cycles.
If it's after lunch, I probably wouldn't have fed him to the tigers. I get a little ornery when I'm hungry, and timing is everything, people. That's why my sportsbook app has live in-game betting for football. I don't care if the game has already started. If the time to make your move is in the second half, go for it. Caesar's got you. Caesar likes to move freely. That's why I'm partial to the total.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Football season is here. Visit Discount Tire and let our pros take care of you, so you never miss a moment of the game. Get 30% shorter average wait time when you buy and book online. Use Treadwell, your personal tire guide, to find the right tire for your driving habits and get the same expert advice that you'd get in the store. At Discount Tire, we take pride in making your experience with us as easy as possible. Discount Tire, let's get you taken care of.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
I'm here. My name is Gary Parish, speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Ben Adol's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day best you can.
Our daddy lost most everything on horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And I hope if you were inside FedEx Forum last night, you enjoyed another double-digit Memphis victory. This time over St. Louis, a top 100 KenPom team. Got a little sloppy with the basketball, as they do sometimes. But still, even with an unusually high number of turnovers for a basketball team that's ranked in the top 15 in the country, they still handled St. Louis with very little issues, and that is a good sign, even if the turnovers, at some point, have got to get under control. We'll talk Tiger basketball here in a second. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 4:20, Steven Johnson is going to join me. He covers the Tiger basketball program for the Daily Memphian. He was inside FedEx Forum last night for the win over St. Louis. So I'll talk to him about Penny's program. We're going to do it in the next segment. When I finish that, take a break, come back and do four notable stories at 4:44, at which point I will discuss four previously undiscussed stories, among them R.I.P. Young Dolph, Memphis rapper, shot and killed today at a cookie shop on Airways just north of 240. What an awful story. You know how hard it is to make it when you are born into the situation Young Dolph was born into? Then you actually do make it against all odds, and you still end up dead at the age of 36, murdered in your own hometown. Just awful, awful, awful. We'll get into that around 4:44. The Warriors beat up on Brooklyn last night inside Barclays. Steph got 37. Golden State now 12-2, best record in the NBA. We'll talk about the Warriors a little later on this hour. Houston at the collegiate level blasted Virginia last night, so that's a good win for the AAC. Tell you about that just before 5 o'clock, and a couple of college football coaches reportedly have big deals on the table. Mel Tucker is one. Lincoln Riley is another. I'll give you the details during four notable stories at 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always. Then I'll eventually do dinner to go and get on out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I did want to start with Memphis basketball because the Tigers played for the third time last night. The opponent was St. Louis. Location was FedEx Forum. Tigers led by 15 at the half. They won the game by 16. Final score, Memphis 90, St. Louis 74. The Tigers turned it over too much, per usual. Missed a bunch of free throws, per usual. But they still won comfortably. And more than anything, I think that's a good sign, even if it can be frustrating. I still think it's a good sign. And let me explain why. So last night, I was in Charleston, South Carolina, sideline reporting for CBS Sports Network. The game was North Carolina at College of Charleston. Sold out arena, incredible atmosphere. And so the way it works for a sideline reporter like myself is that at halftime, as the teams are walking to the locker room, just before we go to our first commercial, before they throw it back to studio, my job is to get the coach whose team is leading. My job is to grab him on the court, live on television, ask two questions. Simple enough. If the score's tied, you get the home team's coach. But other than that, you're going to get the coach of whichever team has more points after 20 minutes. Last night, that happened to be College of Charleston's Pat Kelsey. So I talked to Pat on camera, asked him two questions. He was great. And then my next job is to get the other coach, in this case Hubert Davis at North Carolina, get the other coach off camera, sort of wait right by the locker room door, and when he is walking back to the bowl of the arena through those back hallways that they have in every arena, I sort of walk with him and I'll talk with him off camera, just ask a couple questions, and be able to give a report just before the start of the second half. In other words, Rich Watts was the play-by-play game guy last night, and as they set up the second half, Rich and Steve Lapis, they'll say, now we'll go back to Gary, who just talked to North Carolina coach Hubert Davis. And I say, yeah, Rich, I just spoke to Hubert, and you do your report from there, 45 seconds or so. So when I talked to Hubert last night, they were down by 6 on the road. And in a hostile environment, and in some real trouble. An obvious issue was that both of his guards, which happened to be both of his point guards, got two first half fouls. At one point, he tried to play without both of them. They got really big, had a non-point guard playing point guard. It was problematic. So much so that he had to put one of his point guards back in the game with two fouls in the first half. And so that's the first thing I asked about. How difficult was that when your two guards pick up two quick fouls? And he immediately said, that's not the problem. The problem is we're turning it over too much. We got 11 turnovers in the first half. It led to 15 points off turnovers for College of Charleston. We've got to clean that up. I talked to him about it the entire halftime. We practice it every day. Now we have to perform it. And if we don't, we're going to be in trouble. But if we do, I think we'll be all right. Now, if I had time to argue or interest in it, I guess I could say that, well, maybe having your two guards with two fouls, both benched, and you're playing with a non-traditional lineup, maybe that is what led to the 11 turnovers in the first half. But instead, in the spirit of brevity, I just asked another question about something else, and then I went and did my report, and I talked about North Carolina's turnovers in the first half. In the second half, they only turned it over 6 times. And they end up outscoring College of Charleston 58-41 in the final 20 minutes. They turned a six-point halftime deficit into an 11-point win for a lot of reasons. But according to the head coach at North Carolina, the main reason was because they stopped giving the ball away. It's what he emphasized at halftime. It's what they did better in the second half. They turned a six-point deficit into an 11-point win by outscoring their opponent by 17 points in the final 20 minutes. So that should highlight just how damaging turnovers can be. When you commit too many, the game is typically hard. When you clean it up, everything gets easier. That was the message from North Carolina coach Hubert Davis last night. Now back to FedEx Forum. Memphis turned it over 24 times in 40 minutes. But how about this? Against an even better team than the team North Carolina was playing, and Memphis still won the game by 16 points. So it is discouraging that Memphis is giving the ball away as often as it is, but it is encouraging that you could still beat a top 100 KenPom team by 16 points after giving the ball away 24 times. That speaks to how awesome the Tigers are defensively and how talented they are in general. The excessive number of turnovers didn't prevent them from blowing out a top 100 KenPom team. That game last night was never competitive. So that's a good sign that you can turn it over as much as they can and still pull away from a top 100 KenPom team. But I promise you, turning the ball over this much will eventually cost them and prevent them from being as good as they could otherwise be. That's not an opinion, that's a fact. After last night, so through three games, their offensive turnover rate is 25.4%. That means the Tigers are not even getting a shot off on roughly one out of every four possessions. That's outrageous. It ranks 321st in the country. Every starter last night and a total of nine players had at least two turnovers. Amani Bates had four. Now, the Tigers are, through three games, turning it over right now more regularly than they did even last season. And they were really bad at it last season. I think at this point, it's reasonable to assume they'll never be great at it, like an old Bo Ryan Wisconsin team or a great Tony Bennett Virginia team, for a variety of reasons, among them that they just play way faster than those teams ever tried to play. But I think it's reasonable to assume at this point they're never going to be great at taking care of the ball. You can't go from this bad to great with the same cast of characters. But they do have to get better if they actually want to compete for the national title. Because everything else about them, for the most part, suggests that they are good enough to compete for the national title. But you're not going to win a national title turning the ball over like this, or anywhere close to this. I went back and looked at the past five national champions early today. Looked at their offensive turnover rate. They're all pretty close to the same. Last year, national champions Baylor, their offensive turnover rate, 16.5. Ranks 54th in the country. Our last champion before that, because we didn't have a tournament in 2020, was 2019. Virginia, offensive turnover rate was just 14.7%. That ranked 12th in the country. Year before that, 2018, Villanova was the national champion. Offensive turnover rate, 15%, ranked 14th in the country. Year before that, 2017 national champion, North Carolina. Offensive turnover rate, 16.2%, ranked 39th in the country. Year before that, national champion, 2016, Villanova. Offensive turnover rate, 16.3%, 58th in the country is where it ranked. So the past five national champions have all had offensive turnover rates of 16.5 or lower and offensive turnover rates that ranked in the top 60 nationally. Again, Memphis's current offensive turnover rate is 25.4 and ranks 321st nationally. So that's the bad. And that does have to get cleaned up. It won't cost you against St. Louis. We know that because we just watched it. Probably won't cost you against Western Kentucky later on this week. But when you go play Virginia Tech, it's a top 30 KenPom team that'll probably be ranked in the AP poll next week. Well-coached, really good team. You go play them, try to turn it over like this, you won't beat them. You won't beat them turning it over one out of every four possessions. You can beat a lot of teams. They'll win a lot of games, even when they turn the ball over this season. But against a quality opponent like that, I'd be surprised if you're going to be able to win a game turning it over at that rate. If you do, you better be shooting it like crazy and guarding like crazy. And the good news is that Memphis has the ability to shoot it like crazy and guard like crazy. That's how you beat St. Louis by 16, even when you turn it over 24 times. And before we get to Steven Johnson, I think it is worth focusing on that a little bit. It's easy to get caught up on what's frustrating, the point guard play, the turnovers. There's a lot of good stuff here, too. First and foremost, they're 3-0 with three double-digit wins, up to 15th at KenPom. They're third at Torvik. I've got them fifth in the CBS Sports Top 25 and one. Some more good. They are incredible defensively, once again. St. Louis shot 31.2% from the field last night, 22.7% from three. So Memphis is now third nationally in adjusted defensive efficiency, according to KenPom. And the Tigers' effective defensive field goal percentage, that ranks fourth nationally. Their defensive block rate is 28.1. That ranks third nationally. Just a whole lot of really overwhelming stuff on the defensive end of the court. It shouldn't be surprising. They were awesome on that end last season, too. But perhaps the most encouraging thing, besides seeing the individual talent shine, the freshman prospects double as freshman players, they're shooting 45.2% from three as a team. That ranks 17th nationally. Now, as it pertains to modern basketball, they're probably not taking as many as they should. I'd probably want them to take a little more than they're taking. But they were 8 of 17 from 3 last night. That's a good percentage. And now on the season, Tyler Harris is shooting 70% from 3, which is silly. Amani Bates is at 50%. Lester Quinones is at 45.5%. Obviously, small sample size. Those numbers won't hold. But those are great early numbers. And like I said, there are a lot of great early numbers connected to this team right now. The greatest of which, 3-0 with three double-digit wins. Next up, Western Kentucky, team that beat you last season on a neutral court. That's going to happen on Friday night inside FedEx Forum. You get that one, you're up to 4-0, and then you set up for that showdown with that Virginia Tech team that is also undefeated and likely to be ranked in the AP poll next week. That'll be a fun game. Steven Johnson covers the Tigers for the Daily Memphian. He's going to join me next. Listen to the Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Ja Morant.
Thanks and jams with two hands.
Thursday night, the Memphis Grizzlies take on the Los Angeles Clippers at FedEx Forum. Pregame all day. Jessica Benson at 6:30 with the Grizzlies pregame. And then at 7, it's Eric Hasseltine live on 92.9.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's Grizzlies station.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the place to go for all of your computer needs is Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park. By now, you should be very familiar with Lee and Lauren Cooper. They've been with the Gary Parrish Show since day one for more than 11 years now. And the entire time, They've been selling all types of computers and repairing all types of computers for people throughout our city. High-end machines, low-end machines, middle-of-the-road machines, desktops, notebook, tablets, big brands like Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, Apple. Whatever you need, Cooper Systems either has it or they can get it or they can build it for you. And yes, they also handle computer repair, data recovery, power supply issues, USB port issues, cracked screens, virus removal. They can handle it all. And if you have viruses because you've been Googling stuff you shouldn't Google, it's cool. Cooper Systems isn't here to judge you or your search engine. They're just here to get your machine back up and running smoothly. So for all of your computer needs, you know where to go. It's Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 901-360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com.
Make every day game day at First Jackpot and Hollywood Casino Tunica. Place your bets at our sportsbook with our easy-to-use walk-up kiosks and watch touchdowns turn into cash. And with some of the largest TV screens in town, you won't miss a play. Plus, sit back and score big with great drink specials. First Jackpot and Hollywood Casino Tunica, the best way to game day. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Now is the best time to start working at Amazon. They are offering sign-on bonuses up to $3,000 and hourly pay up to $22 per hour. You'll bring home a great weekly paycheck, and many jobs come with benefits that start on your first day. That's higher pay, sign-on bonuses, benefits day one. And you'll be part of a safe and inclusive workplace ranked among the best in the world. Go to amazon.com/apply to start your job search today. Amazon is proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, Howie, are you doing free gifts with purchase this Black Friday?
Oh, yeah, and we started early at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Spend $199 or more, you're going to get a free gift.
What if I spend $499?
You're going to get a free ring doorbell.
Wow, what about $19.99, like an engagement ring?
Free pair of Apple AirPods.
Ooh.
Get a great gift for her, you get something for yourself. Free financing, bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, Robert Irwin Jewelers. 5 locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Looking for better paying hourly work or even a new career? Millennium Search hires for the Mid-South's best companies like, well, we can't say the name, so let's just say you can climb a career ladder in these shoes. Visit jobswiththebest.com. Jobswiththebest.com.
Welcome to a place where everyone deserves to be better protected, where technology has your back, where you can have better protection and keep more money in your pocket, where you can have protection for your car, your home, your phone, and even your digital identity. Welcome to a place where your entire life can be better protected. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Church's is adding Applewood smoked Texas cut bacon to our all-white meat chicken sandwich. Yep, these two are best flavors forever. Try our new Texas cut bacon chicken sandwiches today. Church's, bringing that down-home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Did you know there's dust floating around your home?
Really?
Yeah. Dust starts on hard surfaces like shelves and ceiling fans. And when you walk by, dust starts to move, compromising the quality of the air you and your family breathe.
So what do I do?
Get Swiffer Heavy Duty Duster. Swiffer Heavy Duty Duster is the fast and easy way to trap and lock dust
before it gets into the air.
Exactly. So you can just... Swiffer Heavy Duty Duster, proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Get your payout before the game's out with BetMGM. Place a money line wager on any Thursday night football game, and if your team is up by 10 points or more at halftime, you win. That's a full payout for only half the game, no matter what happens the rest of the way. Simply go to your BetMGM account and opt in each week to the Thursday night halftime payout promotion. Want a continuing wagering in the third quarter? Keep it rolling with BetMGM's extensive live betting options. Need to hit the sack early? Use your winnings to place a one-game parlay on Sunday and go for gridiron glory. If you're new to BetMGM, download the app today and see how you can turn halftime into cash time. Make a money line bet on Thursday night, and if your team is up by 10 or more, you'll win at the half. It's only at BetMGM. Opt-in required. Must be 21 years or older, and you must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. That's 1-800-889-9789.
So we are officially in the holiday season. A lot of folks getting a head start on buying presents, and maybe you're going to be getting a new phone or a tablet or gaming system this year for the holidays. And with all the new advancements in technology, you got to make sure you've got the best Wi-Fi in your home to power all of your new devices. And I'm telling you, you're not going to find a faster and more reliable option out there than Xfinity Internet. Xfinity, they've got the speed you need at a great price with a variety of speeds to choose from. And look, if you want the fastest internet available, and of course, why wouldn't you? They've got you covered there as well, because Xfinity is delivering gig speeds to more homes than anyone. So you can now do even more on your devices than ever before with gig. And that gig speed Wi-Fi, it is available to 99% of Xfinity's footprint. So you're more than likely eligible now. And the thing I personally love the most from being an Xfinity Internet customer all these years is they bring my entire experience together by connecting all my other services like Xfinity XFi, Advanced Security, Xfinity Flex, and more. So with the holiday season upon us, make sure you've got the most reliable connection to power all of your new devices. You can only get that with Xfinity. To get started, call 1-800-XFINITY, visit Xfinity.com, or you could drop into a local Xfinity store today for more details. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed based on Xfinity's fastest available download speeds. Maximum download speed of 940 megabits per second when hardwired via Ethernet. Not available in all areas. Performance may be limited by customer's device configuration.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Run. Here come the menaces to sobriety, like what? Super thug is thumping on the cut.
Weighs a ton, hit the drum till you hear it go.
Looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, or business insurance, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's a second-generation local agency that's been owned and operated since 1981. If you live in Tennessee, Elizabeth can help you. Live in Mississippi, she can help you. Proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics. So if you are somebody who likes to support local businesses that support the local athletic department, then Elizabeth Rook Insurance, that's the agency for you. I can't overstate how important it is to have a local insurance agent. You know, you probably got a local doctor, local dentist. You want to have a local insurance agent as well, so that when you've got to make that automobile claim or that homeowner's claim, you're not dialing a 1-800 number and talking to somebody in a different part of the country who doesn't know you or care about you. You want to be able to call somebody who's got a 901 number. Somebody's got offices in the area. You can sit down with them if you want to, need to. That's Elizabeth Rook Insurance. Two locations in the Memphis area, one in Lakeland on Canada Road, the other in Covington on Highway 51. You can reach them at 901-867-7283. 901-867-7283. It's Elizabeth Rook Insurance on the web, rookinsurance.com. Jeff Cogg is going to join me a little after 5 o'clock with a busted-up knee. This guy said that every time he goes running on the trails, just about every time he falls down, he takes a tumble.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like you'd stop doing that after you fell down multiple times, right?
Yeah, he called me yesterday, and he sounded extremely distraught. And I was like, just go take care of yourself. I got this.
It just seems like if I ran on trails and nearly every time I did it, I took a tumble and injured myself, I'd say, you know what?
I'm done.
I'm just stay on the treadmill.
Yeah.
I'm just going to stay on the treadmill. I don't know why he hasn't thought of that yet. I'll ask him. He's going to be here a little after 5 o'clock. But right now, he covers Tiger basketball program for the Daily Memphian. It's Steven Johnson making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview, presented by The Wing Guru, online at thewingguru.com.
Steven, as always, I appreciate your time. Before we get into the details of last night's game and this season in general, I'm just interested because I don't think I've talked to you since the season actually began. I'd be interested to get your thoughts just on what you've seen from Penny's program through this 3-0 start with three double-digit wins.
Overall, I think the biggest thing, I know they had a defensive lapse kind of early on against Tennessee Tech. I think you got to be impressed with what they've been able to do so quickly on the defensive end, adding some young guys like Imani Bates and Jalen Duren. St. Louis shot 31% yesterday, and I was talking to a St. Louis beat writer who basically just said at one point it seemed like the Billikens were just seeing ghosts. So I think the defense, obviously, Imani Bates has kind of been as advertised, and it seems like he's only getting more and more comfortable. I don't think we've seen that game yet where he just kind of just turned it on and took over. The Tigers haven't needed him to as well, along with Jalen Duren, who I think meshes perfectly with the roster through three games so far. He doesn't need a lot of touches, it doesn't really seem to impact his motor. I know that might have been a question when he was in high school, but whether he's getting a bunch of touches or not, he's been a great defensive force, and they really shoot the ball really well through two of these three games and also very well in the exhibition game. So I would say the two freshmen stand out, and also Josh Minot as well, too, who I think has been one of the best players off the bench. So they're freshmen, the defense, and overall their ability to knock down shots behind the arc has really kind of stood out to me on the positive end.
Yeah, let's focus on the three-point shooting for a second. Right now, you know, they are shooting 45.2% from that three-point line. That ranks 17th in the country. I don't think that will hold up. Like, I don't think when we're talking after this entire season is over that Memphis is going to be at 45.2% from three. But can they be 40 from three, 39% from three? Because if they're that, obviously that's a pretty massive weapon to have.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the expectations actually for them to kind of hover around that number. They have so many options for shooters. You know, Imani's one of the best shooters. I think he was in his class, and I think he's kind of transferred that over to college. Lester Quinones, Landers Nolly. I could go on and on of guys who can really kind of fill it up. You know, Tyler Harris stepped in and was the hot shooter last night. So they have so many options, so many guys that can really shoot it from deep. And when you have what they have inside with Dern and DeAndre Williams, teams are going to have to kind of pick their poison in the sense in terms of, do you want to let Memphis kind of do what it wants in the paint, or are you going to live with some of those outside shots? And for the most part, I would say teams are opting for the latter, and Memphis is making them pay. And I think they're more than comfortable being in that situation, whether it be against the zone or any type of man-to-man defense where they won't have a problem pulling them up from three, and I think they'll knock them down at a high clip. I'm like you. I think there'll be some regression, but there's no reason that team shouldn't hover around 40% or so with the type of looks they'll be getting from three-point line.
Talking to Steven Johnson. He covers the Tiger basketball program for the Daily Memphian. He's on Twitter at Steven M. Johnson_. So if three-point shooting and defense are considered the goods, and I think they are, obviously, the bads start with the turnover percentage. They had 24 turnovers last night. Their offensive turnover percentage is now 25.4. What that means is they're not even getting a shot off on, roughly one out of every four possessions. That turnover percentage ranks 321st in the country. It speaks to how great they are at these other things, that they're able to still win comfortably a game against the top 100 KenPom team last night, despite giving the ball away like this. But I think you would agree with this. They're never going to be great at taking care of the ball. But can they get better? And if so, how much and what has to happen?
Well, I think talking to Penny yesterday, we know he kind of harped on his, you know, positionless style basketball. So anybody on the roster, really from Alo to even a guy like DeAndre Williams, probably everybody except your centers, and maybe like a Chandler Lawson, at any time they can bring the ball up, initiate the offense. And I think that works well in theory, and sometimes you'll get matched up, maybe you'll get DeAndre coming down full speed. But I also think early on what we've seen, too many guys are kind of handling it. There are too many opportunities that are lost. At the beginning of the game, I think there was one sequence like Duren is just streaking, he's wide open on transition, and Alo's just kind of, he just kind of chunked it and nearly threw it out of bounds. So I think there are too many sequences of that right now because, honestly, none of these three teams have forced Memphis into what their 20 or so turnovers are averaging a game. A lot of it is self-inflicted, errant passes, guys doing it too much. So I think what Penny is going to do is that we're going to start seeing the ball, I think, in less and less guys' hands. And maybe that just means let Imani bring it up, let Alo bring it up, or he's been big on Earl Timberlake competing for that point guard spot. So I think the next step is to maybe move away from that approach a little bit and just keep the ball in your main guys' hand, the guys, as he says, that not only value the ball, they also value protecting it. And he kind of mentioned some of these other teams, like Gonzaga and UCLA, that have their undisputed lead point guard, lead ball handler. So Memphis needs to find it And hopefully that will be the answer. I agree with you. I don't think they'll ever be averaging under double-digit turnovers a game. And I think Penny can live with that because they also play so fast. But there's a big difference between 12 and 24, if you know what I mean.
For sure. You can you guard the way they guard, shoot the way they've been shooting, play at the tempo they're playing. You can live with 12 turnovers. That'd be a phenomenal number. 24 is where, you know, if they turn it over 24 times against a good team, it's going to be problematic for them. I'm talking to Steven Johnson from the Daily Memphian. You know, obviously Alex Lomax is the starting point guard right now. We've known for years now that he's a wonderful young man. I hope he graduates, gets a job, and moves next door to me so that he can be a great influence on my children. But he is a limited point guard, you know, as it pertains to a team that's trying to compete for a national championship. Is he the only good option? While acknowledging it's not a great option, but is the reason Alex Lomax is playing, starting at point guard and serving as the team's primary lead guard, is because Penny and his staff have exhausted basically every other option and they can't find anybody else who can do it competently?
I don't think they're at that point yet. In fact, I'm wondering if there'll be any, you know, minor changes at all for the game against Western Kentucky on Friday. Earl Timberlake, he really had a good game last week against Central, you know, 6 points, six assists. He was like one of the leaders in plus minus. He's shown flashes. I'm still not sure if he's back to the Earl he was before the injury, but and I know he didn't have a great game last night. And there's always Imani Bates. I don't know if Penny wants to put even more pressure on his shoulder in the sense he is the team's leading scorer so far. So does he really want to turn the keys over to him already to a 17-year-old and be like, we need you to be the leading scorer and the main facilitator? So I think he kind of still has that in his back pocket in terms of maybe emergency. But he said it last night. He wants Earl or Alo to be one of the distributors. And I always say this with Lomax, if he just played within himself, because, Gary, I think we can all agree there are about maybe one or two, okay, maybe sometimes three, plays in a game where you're just not really sure what he was trying to do. You know, I mentioned the pass earlier. There was another time I think they got a 24-second violation, and Alo kind of attacked the rim from the baseline and tried to do a – I don't know if he was trying to spin and pass or maybe go up over a defender, but there are just too many of those plays, and I think personally I was expecting him, you know, he's a senior, for those plays to kind of be in the past, you know what I mean? But I think he's still making them too much. And obviously, Penny knows that, you know, it might be closer to the time where you just let Imani, let him go through his growing pains, you know, especially after Brooklyn next week, because if you want to reach the level they think they can reach, they have to have more stability at that spot, and they have to have more production points and assist-wise, or else this is a team that might come up a little bit short of what their potential could lead them to be.
I'm wrapping up here with Steven Johnson from the Daily Memphian. Last thing before I let you go. I saw you tweeting about it earlier. Everybody has been tweeting about it today. It's the dominant story in this city and the dominant story in music. Young Dolph shot and killed near the airport earlier this afternoon. Just in general, as someone who lives here and, you know, listened to Young Dolph, just your thoughts on what the city is going through today.
It's a sad situation, and I'll try to sum it up quickly. I'm from the city, lifelong resident. When Dolph kind of came to, I guess, his prominence, I was a high school student in Southwind, throwing parties and stuff. So one of the first times I saw Young Dolph in person was at American Veteran Building on Winchester and Mendenhall by Winchester Bowl and some of those other areas. So to see him go from performing in this lobby of kind of a furniture store to being the superstar he was, it was almost like a rags to riches story out of Memphis, and to see how it ended, you know, so tragically. And I know there's a lot of speculation about what's going on and retaliation. It's just a sad moment. It's humbling in a sense, man, because, you know, he was buying cookies, yeah, you know, or somebody said he might be getting them for his mom's or anything like that. But just to know that 36 years old, he loves the city like most of us do. You know, once you're from Memphis, there's nothing more than we love in the city of Memphis, and Dolph was included. We know how much he gave back. for the clothes, for turkeys, money, and all these other things. So to see, it's kind of scary, man, just to see somebody that you would think would be so beloved just buying cookies on a regular day and ends up and he loses his life. So it's tough for me and my friends right now. Most of us all grew up on Young Dolph from the beginning to where he was now. So losing another superstar like that and the fact it was in Memphis, it's kind of something that's going to be, I think it's going to take a while for me and the rest of the city to really get over.
Let me ask you one more thing, because, you know, when something like this happens, and in the hip-hop world, it happens way more often than it should, whether it's Nipsey or X or, you know, the list is long. What is it? Because in most walks of life, you know, you come from wherever you come from. But if you come from a place that is difficult, and the odds are inherently stacked against you, if you can make it out, then you're out. And yet, when it comes to hip hop stars, rappers, often there's very little, if any, separation between where they're at now and where they were once upon a time. And so often it leads to these tragic situations. And I honestly think it would sound a little silly coming from me trying to figure it out. So I'd be more interested in hearing from you. What is it that makes it where Young Dolph, accomplished, multimillionaire, still can't avoid being gunned down in his hometown?
I think for Dolph and a lot of others, and there was another rapper, you know, Lil Boosie, he's been in the headline for the wrong things, but he said something that I think really was really true, that a lot of these rappers die in their hometowns. Yeah. And I think at one point he was advising some of his young partners that they needed to leave, you know, and you named a couple of examples. The Fat Nipsey kind of got gunned down in his store. Like, that was a situation. Obviously, I've never met the man, but that made me cry, because yeah, that was an artist that meant a lot to me. But I think him and Dolph, they come from these conditions, and when they make all this money, they have all the success, they want to do what they can to help bring as many people as they can out of those similar situations. That's why you see so many of them, even if they have a house in, say, Cordova or something like that, they'll be in South Memphis, they'll be in North Memphis, wherever the case may be, still at the same spot, still trying to enjoy the same people. And I know Dolph has somebody with him, but it's not like these guys want to move around the city with, you know, protected by a flank of security guards. He was comfortable, man. And I got to think he thought he was safe. And I know Dolph has been in, like, some shooting incidences before, but I think the fact that he was in his own city, it was a cookie spot he's been to all the time. I think he just went there a week or so ago. He felt safe, man. I'm sure he knows exactly what can happen in the city, and of course in his city, not just Memphis, to be honest. But when the conditions they grow up in help them reach that level where they're at. So I think there's a sense of, they will feel a sense of betrayal if they just turn their backs on it, turn their back on South Memphis, North Memphis, and just, you know, I'm just living in Atlanta. I live in Cordova, the suburbs, or something like that. So it's kind of tragic, because they want to bring as many people in that community up with them, but oftentimes the people in the community can be the biggest haters. And I think that's a situation we saw with Nipsey. Like, he knew who killed him. We'll find out more details about what happened with Dolph, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was somebody from South Memphis that was involved in it.
Yeah, it's just an awful, awful situation. That's Stephen Johnson from the Daily Memphian. Make sure you follow him on Twitter, @StephenMJohnson_. You can read him, of course, at DailyMemphian.com. I appreciate your time, brother. Thanks for being here.
I appreciate the invite.
All right. We will continue the conversation about Young Dolph in the next segment, because I ran right into it as I was leaving the airport. You know, I landed as all of this was starting to, you know, I think at first it was unconfirmed reports. And as I'm, like, walking to baggage claim, it's starting to get confirm, like, oh no, this really did happen. And it happened right by the airport. You know, I would typically, when I leave the airport to come straight to the studio, you know, I get to Airways and then I jump on the interstate. And that is exactly what I did today. But as you're approaching 240 from Airways, you could see the cookie store. You could see the commotion, the ambulance, the fire trucks, police cars,
That's within sight. And they had airways, I think they still do at this moment, had airways blocked off at 240. So you could not go north of 240 on airways because that was obviously a major crime scene. And then it becomes a gathering place for people of the community. You know, the crowds got pretty big out there today. And so I was from a distance, but still I saw the aftermath as I was leaving the airport and coming to the studio, and it's just a surreal thing to see. You know, this is a hard city to make it out of. And he had made it. You know, whatever he dreamed of becoming, he got there for the most part, and yet still it ends the way it ends today. We'll take a break, get back into it. You listen to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's number one sports station.
Listen up, Mid-South. Are you searching for peace of mind in today's crazy? Well, we got it with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. 2021 Kia Forte, 41 MPG Highway. $189, 36-month lease, $29.99 due at signing. Or check out 2022 Kia Sportage LX 4-wheel drive. $199, 36-month lease. And 2022 Kia Sorento LX 4-wheel drive. $289, 36-month lease. And they're both only $34.99 due at signing. You want it? We got it at Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike, or shop 24/7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 36-month leases, $650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage. Must finance through Kia Forte, NE 415, 838, MSRP 21535, Sportage N 7011 110, MSRP 27635, Sorento NGO 83556, MSRP 29215. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Kia. Excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11/30/2021. Dealer stock only.
One night only. Saturday, December 18th. Lee Greenwood at the Fitz. Tickets start at just $35. Get them at the Fitz or through Ticketmaster. Hotel packages with a deluxe room and two reserved show tickets started just $219. Lee Greenwood, live December 18th at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Plus 21 gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
The holiday season is here, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that James Davis is ready and has everything you need to get through it in style. It doesn't matter if you're buying for yourself or grabbing gifts for somebody else. The staff at James Davis is anxious to help. They have cashmere cotton quarter zips in multiple colors, cashmere sweaters too, vests that are perfect for the Memphis climate. And if you supported the Tigers, now's the time to grab a fresh University of Memphis quarter zip, which is among the hottest items at James Davis. Personally, my favorite thing at James Davis remains the stink custom fit shirts. You pick the fabric, you pick the design, they take three measurements, and then in a matter of days, you're gonna have a custom fit shirt that looks and feels great. Trust me, you'll never, ever, ever buy off the rack again. If you're traveling this holiday season, why not do it in a way that impresses? James Davis carries Toomey luggage. When you pack a bag, make sure it's a nice one. Don't ever forget, we're super lucky. We got one of the best clothing stores in America right here in Memphis. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. On the web, jamesdavismemphis.com.
Attention Cash 3 and Cash 4 players. Crazy fun is here with the addition of Wild Ball. Here's how it works. Start by adding Wild Ball to your next play. The Wild Ball number is drawn following every Cash 3 and Cash 4 drawing. It can be used to replace any number that is drawn by the lottery, giving you more winning combinations. So add Wild Ball to your Cash 3 and Cash 4 plays today. And remember, the Wild Ball replaces a number drawn by the lottery, not a number on your ticket. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky, but for others, it could open the door to so much more. With more than $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
That's a no-whip, high-foam, 170-degree, sugar-free gingerbread latte.
Ah, yes. It's gingerbread latte season at Duchesne's Coffee Shop. He'll need a seasonal barista before his cookie starts to crumble.
Anything else? Oh, there's a list.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to a place where everyone deserves to be better protected, where technology has your back, where you can have better protection and keep more money in your pocket. Where you can have protection for your car, your home, your phone, and even your digital identity. Welcome to a place where your entire life can be better protected. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Whether you're driving for distance, pitching for precision, or putting to win it all, come to Edwin Watts Golf Shop to get custom fit for all your clubs throughout your bag. Hit a few balls and let our team show you the latest swing technology and data that will help optimize your game. Having each club tailored to become your gamers will help you start shooting lower scores. Let Edwin Watts Golf Shops help you make every shot the perfect one. Come in and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Okay, now they got me wanna rap again. Heal the wound and then you stab me in my back again. You the type to play the joke and try to hide your hand. Not the type to come around and try to play your friend. You the type to cut the grass and snake your best man.
Jeff Calkins is going to join me a little after 5 o'clock. I'll ask him why he keeps running on trails if he can't stop falling on trails. Seems like an obvious question. Right now, though, I got 4 stories I'd like to discuss.
4 stories at 4:44. Brought to you by Delta Dental of Tennessee. Covering your smile. 4 notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's 4 notable stories at 4:44. Story number 1.
Young Dolph, the popular Memphis rapper, died in a fatal shooting this afternoon in Memphis, according to multiple local media reports. He was 36 years old. That is the lead of a story, a headline, at CNN.com. And I only use that one because it speaks to how big of a story this actually is. This is not a local story. This is an international story. This is someone who was internationally known, gunned down in his hometown, the latest rapper to be shot and killed. Like I was touching on in the previous segment, I was on a flight coming back from Charleston today. If I sound tired, it's because I am. And you know, you see it pop up on Twitter. And at that point, it's just, I don't want to say only speculation, but certainly no official confirmation that Young Dolph has actually been murdered. But I did a Twitter search, and you can start scrolling through and finding things that otherwise might not pop onto your radar. And very quickly, I saw videos of people standing outside of the cookie store, and you know, they were filming, broadcasting, and they were convinced, these people at the scene, that it was Young Dolph who had just been shot. His car was there, but it wasn't just people saying, that's Young Dolph's car. It was like, that's Young Dolph. They really just killed Young Dolph. And so the initial reports weren't good, but you're still holding out hope that maybe it's some sort of misunderstanding. Sometimes, especially on social media, there actually is fake news. But as we know by now, that wasn't fake news. It has subsequently been confirmed, I think, first by Fox 13. That is the local outlet that was given credit by TMZ and other places that Young Dolph is dead at the age of 36. I think if you know anything about him or if you read anything about him today, you know, he'd been involved in multiple shooting incidents in recent years. In Charlotte, his bus was shot up like 100 times. He escaped that, fortunately. But, you know, when somebody trying to put 100 bullets into something you own, that's not a great sign. And then, of course, he was shot and hospitalized in Hollywood. And so this is a guy who was... I think he had subsequently explained when asked about it. He said, I've been a target my whole life, but he wasn't going to live in fear.
And so he finds himself on a Wednesday afternoon in his hometown, going to buy cookies of all things. And the way it was explained by Fox 13, because I was watching their live stream earlier today, the way Fox 13 was explaining it, according to witnesses, was that young Dolph walked into the cookie store and a car pulled up and shot him through the window. And they reported that he did return fire, but it was too late. And so not only do we have another young man dead from gun violence in Memphis, this time it's somebody who will be added to the list of rappers who have been gunned down in their hometown or otherwise. The most famous examples are obviously Tupac and Biggie. Those happened, you know, within a year of each other, less than a year of each other, back in late 96, early 97. But, you know, this happens often in the rap world, just in recent years, in addition to Young Dolph. King Von, shot and killed in Atlanta. Pop Smoke, shot and killed in L.A. Nipsey Hussle, shot and killed in L.A. in front of his store. X, shot and killed down in South Florida. Like, it is, and these are just like actual national acts that get listed that I just mentioned. You know, I pop onto these hip-hop sites every once in a while just to, I don't know, I find them entertaining. And so I'm reading about this and I'm reading about that. And I swear to you, it feels like some rapper gets shot and killed every 4 days. Now, it's usually somebody you've never heard of. You know, it was like he was big in the Tampa rap scene or he was big in the Dallas rap scene. But it's just it's one act of violence after another. And I know it's very easy today, and this is something I know people are talking about, to say, you made it. You're an internationally known rapper, successful by any reasonable standard. You made it. So how do you still end up in these constant beefs? How do you still end up gunned down in your hometown at the age of 36? And I won't pretend to understand it. Like, I'd like to think if I were a successful, wealthy rapper, I'd move to Calabasas and live with the Kardashians. Just like Drake, Kanye. But those guys are more pop stars than they are rappers, probably. And regardless of why it is the way it is, so often, some of the biggest rappers working today, they are still, you know, living a lifestyle that, and to put it as simply as you can put it, is dangerous. You know, and if it's not the rapper that gets killed, it's somebody close to him. I guess Lil Durk's brother shot and killed in Chicago not too long ago. I mean, it's just, the list is long of these types of stories. And again, it's easy to say you made it, you've got your money, get out of that life. But it's obviously very difficult to do, or else this kind of stuff wouldn't keep happening over and over and over again. I guess the saddest thing is you know, beyond this guy being a successful rapper and somebody who had actually overcome incredible odds to make it in life, be somebody, he's also a father, you know? Little boy, little girl, two kids got to grow up without their dad. And there's a whole bunch of things you could be mixed up in, places you could be where you might be susceptible to something bad happening. But we should be able to agree, you should be able to get cookies on a Wednesday afternoon. I mean, this is 2 miles from the airport. I couldn't drive
away from the airport without running right into it. And so clearly it was a targeted act, and I won't get into the speculation about who was involved and what type of retaliation is happening, and because I can't separate fact from fiction on Twitter, but there's a lot of speculation out there. I'll let others dabble in that. More than anything, it's just sad. So many people who grow up in this community, they're not going to make it out. The odds are too stacked against them. So I am always thrilled when somebody does make it out, whether it's to flourish in the music industry or in film or at the Naval Academy, wherever. I root for people from here. If you're from here and you're trying to pursue something, I want you to get there. And when you get there, I'm thrilled for you. And to watch one of the people who got there still end up shot dead in his hometown at the age of 36, it's just, it's depressing. I'm reading that a police chief is going to speak on it from the crime scene at some point soon. So we'll have more information as the hours tick by tonight. Hopefully, obviously, they'll find who was responsible for this. But, you know, we've had a rough go of it here in the city with gun violence recently, whether it's shooting at a high school or a middle school, a shooting at a grocery store, and now one of our real success stories. Again, gunned down at the age of 36 in his hometown. Hopefully next week will be better than recent weeks.
Story number two.
Back to sports. Last night, Steph Curry took the Golden State Warriors to Barclays Center, and they beat the Nets 117-99.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.